TED Audio Collective.
It's TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hu. Yoga, it's an ancient Indian tradition with plenty of modern-day benefits. Today, we have a lesson from our education arm, TED-Ed, that lays out a little of the history of the practice that so many of us make part of our lives. But even cooler, there's contemporary scientific research on how yoga boosts our bodies and our minds that you'll get to hear about. There's so many benefits that this lesson from educator Krishna Sudhir might convince you to sneak in an extra workout.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here because you like to keep a pulse on fitness trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in active lifestyle, healthy eating, wearable tech, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas that you believe in. Schwab's research process uncovers emerging trends. Then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals, all in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Support for this podcast comes from The Wonderful Company. If that name doesn't sound familiar to you, you probably know the pistachios that come from this company. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. I love the various Wonderful Pistachio flavors. So in addition to the original flavor, I'm particularly fond of the salt and vinegar, and I keep little packets of them in my car so that I can eat and get some protein on the run. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Adam Grant. I host a podcast called Rethinking about the science of what makes us tick. This season, we're talking about navigating young adulthood with clinical psychologist Meg Jay.
If I had to pick one word that I hear from 20-somethings more than any other word in terms of where the struggles come from, it's uncertainty. And so I think just the uncertainty involved in how do you make those big life decisions? How do you take control of your life?
Find and follow Rethinking with Adam Grant wherever you're listening.
At some point between the 1st and 5th century CE, the Hindu sage Patanjali began to codify the ancient meditative traditions practiced throughout India. He recorded techniques nearly as old as Indian civilization itself in 196 manuals called the Yoga Sutras. These texts defined yoga as the yoking or restraining of the mind from focusing on external objects in efforts to reach a state of pure consciousness. Over time, yoga came to incorporate physical elements from gymnastics and wrestling. Today, there are a multitude of approaches to modern yoga, though most still maintain the three core elements of Patanjali's practice: physical postures, breathing exercises, and spiritual contemplation. This blend of physical and mental exercise is widely believed to have a unique set of health advantages, such as improving strength and flexibility, boosting heart and lung function, and enhancing psychological well-being. But what have contemporary studies shown regarding the benefits of this ancient tradition? Despite attempts by many researchers, it's tough to make specific claims about yoga's advantages. Its unique combination of activities makes it difficult to determine which component is producing a specific health benefit. Additionally, yoga studies are often made up of small sample sizes, that lack diversity, and the heavy reliance on self-reporting makes results subjective. However, there are some health benefits that have more robust scientific support than others. Let's start with flexibility and strength. Twisting your body into yoga's physical postures stretches multiple muscle groups. In the short term, stretching can change the water content of these muscles, ligaments, and tendons to make them more elastic. Over time, regular stretching stimulates stem cells, which then differentiate into new muscle tissue and other cells that generate elastic collagen. Frequent stretching also reduces the body's natural reflex to constrict muscles, improving your pain tolerance for feats of flexibility. Researchers haven't found that any one form of yoga improves flexibility more than another, so the impact of specific postures is unclear. But like other low-impact exercises, yoga reliably improves fitness and flexibility in healthy populations. The practice has also been shown to be a potentially powerful therapeutic tool. In studies involving patients with a variety of musculoskeletal disorders, yoga was more helpful at reducing pain and improving mobility than other forms of low-impact exercise. Adding yoga to an existing exercise routine can improve strength and flexibility for hard-to-treat conditions like chronic lower back pain, rheumatoid arthritis, and osteoporosis. Yoga's mix of physical exercise and regimented breathing has proven similarly therapeutic for lung health. Lung diseases like chronic bronchitis, emphysema, and asthma shrink the passageways that carry oxygen, while weakening the membrane that brings oxygen into the blood. But breathing exercises like those found in yoga relax the muscles constricting those passageways and improve oxygen diffusion. Increasing the blood's oxygen content is especially helpful for those with weak heart muscles, who have difficulty pumping enough oxygen throughout the body. And for those with healthy hearts, this practice can lower blood pressure and reduce risk factors for cardiovascular disease. Yoga's most widely celebrated benefit may be the most difficult to prove: its psychological effects. Despite the long-standing association between yoga and psychological well-being, there's little conclusive evidence on how the practice affects mental health. One of the biggest claims is that yoga improves symptoms of depression and anxiety disorders. Since diagnosis of these conditions varies widely, as do their origin and severity, it's difficult to quantify yoga's impact. However, there is evidence to suggest that yoga can help reduce symptoms of stress, as well as meditation or relaxation. Research on the effects of yoga is still evolving. In the future, we'll need larger studies incorporating diverse participants, which can measure yoga's impact on heart attacks, cancer rates, cognitive function, and more. But for now, yoga can continue its ancient tradition as a way to exercise, reflect, and relax.